The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gwartzman, Rosh Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Mechon Halacha Urufua of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sechtes Nozir Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara brings down a Merav, Mekel Adam Kol Gufay Betar. A person is allowed to remove hair from his entire guf with a razor. The Gemara is Sakasha, Mesvei Hamavir, Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, Reza Loike. That if somebody goes and removes hair from the Beis HaShechi, the armpits, or from the Makam HaErva, he gets Malkus. So the Gemara answers, Ha Betar, Ha Bemisparayim. One is with a razor and one is with a scissor. Meaning, what the Gemara is answering, when it says that a razor like it, that if somebody removes hair from the armpits or the makam erva, he gets malchus, that's talking about if he uses a razor. This, that Rav says, that a person could be mekel, called gufay bitar, that doesn't mean a real tar. It means a misparayim ke'en tar. Meaning, he's not using a razor, he's using a scissor. However, the scissor is cutting ke'ein tar, like a razor. The yesod ha'iser in this Gemara is la'yilbash, that it's considered to be the derech of noshim, the derech of women, to remove hair from the makam ha'erva and the makam of the armpits, only the derech of women, it's not the derech of men. And therefore, for a person to do that, he's over an iser. However, if he does the misparayim kein tar, if he just uses a scissor, the Gemara comes out that it's mutter. Then the Gemara wants to know, Stamazai, machlokes in the Gemara, when we say that somebody is mavir, the hear of the Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, avad it's aser, is that a issa de raisa or an issa de rabbonon, as a machlokes in the Gemara, Lushna Kama holds that it's only an issa de rabbonon. And the Lushna Basra holds that this is taka, even an issa de raisa to remove the hair. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yeradeya, Simen Kuf Pei Beis, Sif Aleph, he brings this halacha, that it's aser to remove the hair of the Makam Erva and the Beis HaShechi. And he writes that the reason is because it's considered to be the derech of Noshim to do such a thing. However, he fears us that this halacha, we say that it's taka a problem, is only if it's the derech of only women to do it in that place. However, if it's a place that men also remove the hair, the meaning is that, let's say, men also remove the hair of the Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, so then he wants to say that it would taka be mutter. And the Ramah goes on to say that be'etzem, if it's in a place that men also remove these hairs, it would even be mutter l'chatchila to do it. But he fears us, el shechaverim nimnim gam b'zeh, a chaver, person who's a tzaddik, chacham, a person who's a medakik b'mitzvahs, a chaver is used in the Gemara term as somebody who was makbid in tumah v'taira, and he only ate chulin b'taira b'zman ha'mishnah. So such a person should be machmir that even if it's in a place that the minig of people is to be mavid the sayer, to remove the hair of these places, that a chavir should taka be makvid natu. And we find such a musig that there's an inyan of a chavir not to do this in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, in Yerei Simen Kuf Nun Vav, where the Ramah over there brings down that one should not look in a mirror. That looking in a mirror is considered to be a thing that only women do, and therefore one should not look in the mirror. The Ramah over there writes that the only time a person should look in the mirror is if it's tzarich refuah, he needs it for refuah, he has to put on medicine or something like that, then he could look in the mirror. But stam to look in the mirror is mutter. However, the Ramah writes again that if there are a lot of people in that place, that men also look in the mirror, a lot of men in that place look in the mirror, says the Ramah in Azar Oifin, it's not a problem, and even a man would be allowed to look in the mirror. The Gilyim HaShah brings there that it's Masha for the Ran, and he's bringing the same Ran that the Ramah brings over here, that even if it's Taka the Derech for men to look in the mirror, a Chaver should not do this. As I zogt, the Gilyim HaShah. Kumtachos, the chayr of the pshat is that even though Be'etzem it's a place that there are men who do this, Heyois, this is something which is really a lady's ach to do. So although we can't answer it out to the silbash because men do it as well, someone who's a chaver, someone who's on a high madrega, although he's living in a dar where people don't have these sensitivities, and this is something that is now carried out by men, it's Be'etzem a lady zach, and therefore he should not do it. Agav, the Prisha in Simen Kuf Pei Beis Sif Aleph, right at the beginning of Simen Kuf Pei Beis, clears the shadow. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings this Prisha as well. Do we go Basar the Yid, or do we go Basar the Goy? What is the Iker zach that we do? If we go Basar Yidden, and only if Yidden have the minig not to do it, then we say that that's considered something that men do. For example, if this minig of, let's say, shaving the underarm would be even by a man, Yiddish people do it as well, Yisraelim, Jews do it as well, then and only then we would allow to do it. Masha Enkein, the other side is not. Even if Goyim are the only men doing it, Hayyais, a lot of Goyish men have this minig, that would be good enough. The Maisa, they bleib Torahin. The second Shaila that the Mechaber over there brings out, an Indian of Leisilbash, is based on the Gemara in Shabbos. Doesn't only apply, as we're saying, to actually the clothes you wear, but to do something which is the meaning of women to do, such as passively looking in a mirror and shaving certain hair, would also be aser. And based on this, the Mechaber wants to say, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, that for a person to take white hair and dye it black is the Isser of Leisilbash, and one is not allowed to dye his hair black. Hu Adin, if he has white hair, in the middle of black ones, one is not allowed to go and intentionally pull out a white hair in order that he shouldn't have white hair, because again, that's the Isser of Leisilbash. I saw a very interesting tshuva from the Shalos Tshuvos Halachos Ketanos, Chelek Beis Siman Reishon and Ches, that he wants to take it as far as to say that if one has white hairs in his beard and he knows that by combing his beard the white hairs are going to fall out, he says if it's a psik resha, if it's for sure going to happen, and he's nichole, and this is something that he wants, he would not even be allowed to comb his hair. As I zogt, the halachas ketanus. Because since he's doing something that's aser, atza iser of leisilbash, and he knows he's doing it, and he wants to do it, it's called the psik resha, the nichole, and one in such a case would not be allowed to even just comb his beard, if that's going to be the case. A very interesting shaila that came up in Europe in the early 1800s and was something that many poskim dealt with. There was a Rav, it says there was a Rav in a city who ended up with a beard that was half white and half black. Basically down the middle, the way it's described in the Svarim, is one half with his payas and half his beard was black, and the other half and his payas was white. So we have basically a person who, mamish, down the middle, he had two sides, the black side and the white side. And it brings down over there that there was a tremendous busha. Everyone would stop and take a look at him. And this person was very embarrassed. And the question was, can, because of the busha, can he go and dye his beard black, and his beard should be completely black, and therefore people should stop looking at him? So the Shalas Tshuva Shoyel the Meshiv, Madu Kamach El Galav Simin Reish Yud, was asked this question, and he wanted to be matter. And he said that since the whole Isser in these kind of cases is only a Drabonon Dekir Isser, Ve'ikir Paskin, it's Drabonon, he has Tzar Harbe. We have a klal that Mokim Tzar Harbe, in certain Eifanim, a person can be over in Isser Drabonon to be matzal him Tzar Harbe, and therefore he wanted to be Mekel and allow him to dye his hair black. As we mentioned, the Shaila was sent to many other poskim as well. There's a Shaila Shuvas Mahari Ashkenazi Yerideh Simin Yates, who brings the Shaila Meshiv, and he's very stark chaylik on him. Who said, as we see, that this is only an Issa Rabban? It's a machlekes, and it's very possible that it's Issa Deraisa. And by Issa Deraisa, we have a klal: Ein Eitzav Ein Tmuna Neged Yiras Hashem. Can't be over Issa Deraisa even b'makom tzar. He says, Befrat, over here, I really have another Eitzah. Because although it's also for a person to paint his beard black, it's also to dye white hair black, because that's Derech Hanoshim. There's no Isser, and as I Be'etzim state in Beis Yosef, there's no Isser to dye black hair white. Because although, for a man, there's a certain Cheshivis and a certain Shtolz that a person can have in a white beard, and therefore, it's very possible that a person may decide at some point that he wants to dye his hair white in order to have a certain look, a certain choshev look, and therefore you're really doing it liyipoy, and that's something that maybe is aser because only noshim are supposed to be busy in being miyapa themselves. Abizok the Mari Ashkenazi, since women will never do that, you'll never have a lady dye her hair white, although it's a maisa yipoy. Since it's not a maisa yipoy that ladies do, but rather a maisa yipoy that only men could do, so therefore let him paint his whole beard white, he won't have the busha, and he won't be over the issa. This etza was given as well by the Divrei Chaim, Maram Shik, and Erech Shai, and therefore what this fellow was basically told to do was to paint his beard, to dye his beard completely white, and in this way he was not over Yisurim, but at the same time was able to save himself from the busyness.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.